Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
We were very surprised to realize that we haven't talked about the black-capped chickadee in any of our 80-plus For the Birds segments. It's one of the first birds that people learn, showing up year-round at our feeders and singing its cheery chickadee-dee-dee song. And even, after a little training, taking sunflower seeds right from our hands. Black-capped chickadees are tiny, distinctive birds with a cap of black feathers that covers the top of their heads and extends just below the eyes. They have white cheeks and a gray back, wings and tail with a whitish underside and buffy sides. Chickadees have a short neck and large head, which gives them a rather spherical body shape with a long tail and short bill. They're the epitome of cute.
They're acrobatic, curious birds, quick and lively, and always investigating their surroundings, including humans. They're quick to find bird feeders, and they dart in for sunflower seeds, which they then shell in nearby bushes, pecking a hole in the shell, and then chipping out and eating tiny bits of seed while expanding the hole. They often store the food for later, placing each food item in a different spot. They're able to remember thousands of hiding places. Amazingly, every autumn, black-capped chickadees allow brain neurons containing old information to die, replacing them with new neurons so they can adapt to changes in their social flocks and environment even with their tiny brains. Chickadees also love to eat suet and peanut butter offered at feeders, but they're omnivorous and include berries, insects, and invertebrates in their diets. In springtime, they acrobatically forage for the silky casings on the underside of fresh-sprouted leaves, and may consume as many as 1,000 insect eggs a day.
Chickadees are non-migratory and can be found year-round from New England to the West Coast, as far south as New Mexico and north into Canada and Alaska. Their average lifespan is less than 2 to 3 years. Chickadee calls are complex and language-like, serving to communicate information on identity, recognition of other flocks, predator alarms, and contact calls. Interestingly, the number of D's in their alarm call correlates with the threat posed by the predator. More D's means a higher threat, sometimes as many as 12. And other birds that associate with chickadees also respond to these alarm calls. Here's one of the familiar chickadee calls.
During late winter, as the small flocks start to break up, male chickadees start to give their clear, whistled Phoebe song, and it's even more prominent when the breeding males start to define their territory. Here's that song. Both male and female chickadees excavate nest cavities, sometimes up to 10 inches deep, in the soft, rotting wood of snags, or they build nests in abandoned woodpecker cavities or use nest boxes. Females build the nest, which is lined with plant fibers, moss, and feathers. One side of the lining is built up higher, making a flap that can be folded over to cover eggs when the parent birds are away. The female lays 1 to 13 eggs. The male brings her food while she warms the eggs, and both parents take part in raising the young.
We hope you'll take the time to appreciate the cheerfulness, courage, and lively chatter of the chickadees in your area as they brighten up our days. We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.